Good morning. Is that Colin?
Yes.
Morning. It's Francesca from INSO calling about your inquiry to the Scottish Redress Scheme. Is now a good time to talk?
Should be. I mean, I'm not, I do volunteer work. I'm doing it just now, but Jacqueline, just now, I'll let you know.
Yeah, I can give you a call back. Is there a better time?
Well, I don't know what time I'll be finishing, so
Yeah, so
I mean, how long would it take us?
about 20 minutes.
Right. Well, I need a pen and paper.
No, so it'll be going through so how we help you, different compliance information, and then we'll take some details about your time in care with short statements.
Okay. Right. Go for it.
Yeah, is that okay?
Yeah.
Yeah. So before we begin, I just need to take some details for data protection. So would I be able to get your full name, please?
It's Colin Thompson, or
Yep. Yeah.
Colin Graham Thompson.
What was the middle name, sorry?
Colin Graham Thompson,
Graham.
with a P. At the moment, I'm in the process of changing my name by deed poll, but at the moment, that's my official name.
Okay. So in regards to you send over documents to us, so like a passport or driving license, would it say Thompson, yeah?
No, yeah.
Yeah, okay, fab. And your date of birth?
Sorry, did you say in terms of what?
So we're able to formally act on your behalf. If you're happy to proceed with us and you sign the contracts, we'll need proof of identity. So we'll need a passport, driving license or birth certificate and a letter that's dated within 3 months. Or if there's no photographic ID or birth certificate, we can do three letters instead.
Okay.
But would I was just double checking, so on the letters and would it say Thompson, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, fab. And your date of birth, please?
16/8/53.
16th, yeah.
16/08/53.
And your current address?
5/5 Breton Court, Falkirk, FK11UA.
What was the postcode again, sorry?
FK11UA.
And have you been known by any other names, so before
No.
care or during care at all?
No.
No. And you said the address was Brecon Court.
Breton,
Brecon.
Breton. 5/5.
Thank you. So, just so you know, also all calls are recorded for training and quality purposes, okay?
Okay.
And in regards to contacting you, so it's usually via telephone, email, and text message. Are those all okay?
Yeah.
Yep. So, and the email I have on file for you is colingthompson1953@outlook.com. Is that right?
Yeah.
So I appreciate the discussing experiences connected to this application can be difficult and upsetting. So please take your time, and if at any point during the phone call, if you need a break, any explanation, or you prefer to continue another time, just let me know, okay? Yeah. And do you suffer from any communication difficulties or any vulnerabilities that you wish to make me aware of?
Communication, did you say?
Yeah, any communication difficulties, so over the phone, email, read, just anything regarding that.
No, I don't
No?
think so.
Oh, okay. So the purpose of the call today, so I'll explain the redress scheme to you. I'll go through your options. I'll explain how INSLAW operates, discuss the funding and fees, and then we'll gather then the information to assess whether and how we can assist you. Is that okay?
Yeah.
Yeah. So the Scottish Redress Scheme provides financial payments, apologies, and support to survivors of historical child abuse incurred in Scotland prior to the 1st of December 2004. So it's important that you know all of your available options before you decide whether to instruct us. So you're able to apply directly to the redress scheme by yourself without a solicitor, or you can instruct a solicitor who operates under the Scottish Government Legal Fees Scheme. So these solicitors, they're paid directly by the government for assisting you with your application. So those solicitors can receive up to £2,000 plus the VAT from the government for assisting you, regardless of whether you're successful or not with the application. So INS Law doesn't operate under the statutory scheme, so we don't claim the government-funded fees. So if you decide to instruct us, you'd be choosing private legal representation under a conditional fee agreement, and we're not paid by the government for assisting you. So at this stage, would I be able to confirm whether you've instructed or had any communication with any of the solicitors to act for you in relation to a redress application at all?
Are you asking if I've had any before?
Yeah, so have you like contacted any other solicitors regarding redress?
No.
No? Okay. So just to confirm that you understand all of your options, got any questions for me?
Going by what I've heard so far, are you saying there would be a fee? Yeah, I would need to pay a fee, yeah?
So our agreement, so we operate on a no-win, no-fee basis. So if you're unsuccessful, you'll pay nothing. And if you withdraw your application on our advice, you pay nothing. So if you are successful and you receive a redress payment, our fees consist of basic charges based on the time spent and then a success fee. But there's a cap. So the total fees, they're capped at no more than 16% plus the VAT of your redress payments. You'll never pay more than that agreed cap. So there's no prior fees. There's no fee just for doing the application. If you're unsuccessful or anything like that, it's just if you get an award and it's got the cap on it.
Uh-huh.
Is that all okay?
Yes and no. I'm going to actually speak to a friend. I'm going to put this on hold just now and speak to a friend who's already done something like that, and it was called redress.
Yeah.
So, and as far as I'm aware, he didn't have to pay any fees whatsoever, and he won, or whatever it was. He did get a payment. So, I'll get back to you.
Yeah.
Once I've spoken to him.
In regards to that, so if you apply to redress by yourself, so they send you like an application pack, and then you have to get all the evidence and all your records and fill out the application yourself. And then if you use then a solicitor under the government legal fee scheme, so they're paid by the government for assisting you whether you're successful or not. And also some of those solicitors will also charge a success fee.
Yeah.
So it's whether you did it by yourself or with a solicitor, but obviously it's completely your choice. But if you'd like, so I can put it on pause for now and then you can have a look into it a bit more and then get back to us. Is that all right?
Yeah.
Yeah, is that what you want to do?
Yep.
Okay, no problem.
Okay.
So I'll close your file on our end just for now, so we won't contact you. And then if you reach back out to us then, and then we'll see how we can help, okay?
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Take care.